Today's closing bell marked the end of the first quarter on Wall Street, and as Stephanie Elam reports from our business desk in New York, it wasn't a good one, was it, Steph?
No, it wasn't, Reggie. And I hate to say that because I feel like I always start off with negative news, but it's the case on this one. It just was not a good first quarter. During the first 3 months of 2008, the market was driven lower by the housing crisis. Then there was that credit crunch and growing fears of a recession. So for the quarter, the Dow Industrial fell more than 7%. NASDAQ lost about twice as much, and the broader S&P 500 lost nearly 10%. Now, also pressuring the markets this quarter were rising oil prices. However, today, oil actually erased much of those gains, tumbling $4 to settle at $101.58. So, to take a look at the stock markets from today, look at those numbers. There we go. The Dow on the upside by 46 points at 12,262, gain of a little more than 1/3%. NASDAQ up 17 points at 2279, and that is a gain of about 3/4. And the S&P 500 up a little more than 0.5%, Reggie.
This next story is interesting to me because it goes to the heart of the matter, where these companies now see the money. Because if people are kind of maxing out their credit cards, then they have to obviously find a new market. And that new market, it's the young, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this didn't happen when you were in college, but when I was there, there were definitely tables and get a free
please.
T-shirt. Sign up for a credit card.
T-shirt. And
why was that so exciting?
Why was that exciting? I have no idea, but it was exciting. People loved getting it.
Maybe I'm old now because a T-shirt doesn't excite me, but I remember back in the day, people were pretty excited about a T-shirt. So that this is, in fact, a new trend here. Not new, but a growing trend here. It's a bigger trend. Some credit card companies might see college kids as their golden goose. A study released by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group shows that 76% of students say credit cards have been marketed to them on their college campuses. The companies often set up tables on or near campus and lure students with free gifts like those T-shirts and frisbees and candy and pizza, all things you don't need probably at that age, and in some cases even iPods. And all they have to do is fill out an application. There are about a dozen states that have restrictions on credit card marketing on campuses, but the report shows that companies have become more aggressive, often calling or even emailing students. But it's not just the credit card companies that are to be blamed here. Many colleges have actually partnered with the banks to issue co-branded credit cards or ID cards that double as debit cards. Some schools defend these partnerships as a way to offset cuts in state funding, Reggie. But obviously, I remember at my school, they were just off campus, but still everyone walked by them. So
oh, really? They weren't off campus at mine. They were right in the student center.
Like, hello.
Yeah, come spend money. I mean, you know, that obviously kids don't really have a lot of money when they're in college, or most kids don't. So why are the credit card companies going after, with such gusto, these college students?
Well, yeah, they may not have a lot of money, but they do have a lot of wants and probably needs at that age, too. So there's money to be made. And, you know, a lot of these college students usually don't have financial ties, meaning that once they sign up for a credit card through a certain bank, it's more likely that they will go back to the same provider when they need a car loan or a savings loan. So it kind of engenders some sort of loyalty, Reggie.
I think that's, in my case, that was true, actually. They got me right in the beginning.
And you probably still have that Frisbee up there on the wall.
And that T-shirt somewhere, yeah.
Well,
let's talk about this major deal that was announced today in the music world that gives a company that actually had not really had its hands in that much prior to this, it really gives them a lot of power.
Oh, yeah. Irish rock band U2 has agreed to a 12-year contract with concert promoter Live Nation. The move gives Live Nation control of U2's concerts, their merchandise, and U2 website and fan club. Live Nation, which operates more than 100 concert venues around the country, is ending its relationship with Ticketmaster at the end of the year in order to compete with the ticket giant. Over the past few years, Live Nation has actually acquired several companies which run websites and create merchandise for artists. And last year, it signed a 10-year, $120 million deal with the Material Girl. That's right. Madonna was the one that they got on there.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's jumping on the Live Nation bandwagon. I'm so glad that you want to talk about Madonna.
I always find a way to throw in some pop for you, Reggie.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I am listening to the new single.
I heard it's good. I haven't heard it yet. But that's probably a different discussion that we'll have to have somewhere else.
Okay. Well, could you work it into some business report this week? We'll get to that.
Okay. I'll work on it.
All right. Thanks, Steph. We'll see you later.
Bye, Reggie.